Blog Talk Radio.
On Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. Praise God. I hope you've had an awesome, awesome day. And if you haven't, guess what? We have some good news for you because we can make you smile. Amen. And tonight is about the music, and it's a chance for you to find your song and praise your way through. Praise God. Today is May 7, 2014, just in case you didn't remember. And yes, it's Wednesday, and we're here, and we promise to come bearing gifts. Amen. Praise God. But let's get things kicking off. We have a special guest coming on tonight, Karen Burke, director, starter, mother, creator. She is like the God of the Toronto Mass Choir. Amen. Praise God. And we have her coming on the show later on this evening. I know she's a busy, busy girl, so it's hard to pin her down. But we managed to get her. Juno Award-winning choir. They were on Breakfast Television. They're all over the place. International recording artists. And I also posted earlier, guess what? I even have some of their music. I seriously do. And I tell you, I hadn't heard the song, He's a Miracle Working God. That's the one I kept laughing. They have that on one of my CDs, and I'm always playing it. So I've got a few of their songs. And so it's such an honor and a privilege. But let's check them out. This is Heaven Medley, and I promise we'll be right back. Heaven Medley by Toronto Mass Choir. And I'm jumping and grooving and shaking and waving. You know what? We have to hear one more time. I just love it. And you know what? I'm in an island mood today. I just happen to be that way and missing some people in Barbados right now. So let's hear that one more time and we'll be right back. Come on now, everybody get up. It's Wednesday. Don't let Monday and Tuesday slow you down. We're kickstarting you to Thursday. This is, again, Heaven Medley by Toronto Mass Choir. Just loving it here on the Pastor J. Rouse Show.
Oh,
so the Pastor J. Rouse Show, as they would say, a ton up tonight, boy. That was fun. That was lots and lots of fun. Amen. Praise God. I pray that you are all blessed, truly, truly, highly favored. And if you can't think of any reason why, you should be happy. I'm going to give you a few tonight, and we're going to have the discussion. And our topic is our children. And our theme for the month of May is faith, family, and, oh, yes, fun. And we intend to have that all the time. Amen. Praise God. But before we kick things off, we want to take it to the Lord in prayer. Amen. So join me. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just praise you this day. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise and thanksgiving, and we worship and adore your holy name. Father, we just know that if we're in the middle of the storm, Father, there's always a beginning and there must be an end. And Father, we ask that as the storm clouds might be moving over, Father God, we know with a covering, with the name of Jesus, that all things work together for the good. So Father, we know that the storm is passing over. Father God, for those who are going through and they're struggling, Father God, they're seeking love, they're seeking trying to deal with loneliness and abandonment. Father God, we ask that you would have your Christian brothers and sisters reach out their hands and help and carry somebody, hug somebody, give some love to somebody. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak Jesus' love and joy to the world this day, Father God. Father, we speak healing for those who are ailing and not doing well. Father God, you said, by my stripes, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father, we want to tell you that as we go into this show, Father God, and into a new month and a whole new season, Father God, we ask that you continue to hold on to us, guide us, direct our paths and order our steps. And God, in the name of Jesus, we ask right now that you would bless Sister Karen Burke as she appears on this show this evening. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak joy. We speak blessings into her life, into her marriage, into her family, with her neighbors and her friends, Father God. We speak full prosperity. Father God, we ask that you would bind that choir together and allow them to continue to minister in a way that only you can fill them. Father God, let every song, every word, every tune, every note, Father God, come through them by you and the Holy Spirit. Father God, we speak that the next song that they sing, that lives would be changed, lives would be touched, people would be moved, people would be delivered in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father God, we ask that you would continue to use them, Father. We speak right now for anyone in that choir who may be going through, Father God. We know that you are a strong tower. And Father God, we ask a hedge of protection around them as they go forth and minister in music in the name of Jesus. But right now, Father, we ask for all those prayers that are out there, the ones that we don't hear, but you do because you know our hearts. Seek and search them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father God, as we prepare this show, Father God, I want to give you thanks for my mother, Father God, who is on air right now in studio with me. Father God, as she goes through her birthday, Father, we just want to thank you. We thank you, Father God, for continuing to hold on to her, for continuing to strengthen her, Father God. We speak to her health and we rebuke anything that's not of you in the name of Jesus. We speak longevity into her life. We speak prosperity into her life. Father God, continue to use her. Encourage her, Father God. Let her move mountains, Father God, and continue to be a strength, not only in my life, but all those people that she comes across. Father, just give her this blessing for her birthday, and we'll be ever so grateful. Well, right now, Father, this may have my name on it, but it's got your seal approval. Hallelujah. So, Father God, have your way this night in music, in word, in thought, and deed. Take over, take over, take over, and have your way, now and forevermore. And all those who agreed and listened in, we not only claim it, but we claim a blessing for you too. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, we're going to have to do a little bit of change up in our show tonight, but be prepared. Right now, we want to deal with everybody who is having a birthday, who's celebrating an anniversary, who just had babies. My goodness, babies, babies, babies. I had a cousin who literally had a birthday. I believe it was on Monday. I think he had a baby on Wednesday. Then I have another friend, and he became an uncle just like probably Thursday or Friday. And somebody else I know just had a baby the other day too. So you know what? God is good. Amen. The Lord may give us, but we know he also taketh. But we speak life into those children. We speak an extra blessing into their lives, and that whoever has their hands on them would continue to pray over them. That is one of our themes for tonight's show, praying over our children in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But we always want to celebrate with you. If you've had, I know, I'm going to do a shout-out for Ursie. She's going to become a nurse soon. She's at the very end of her program. And so many other graduates, they're graduating or they're preparing to graduate. We want to say congratulations. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. And the Lord said, to study to show thyself approved. So you have to know your work if you're going to be in the field. Amen. And so we ask that God would continue to bless them and direct them so they don't lose way after all that studying. Amen. And we need to support and encourage our young people. And anniversaries, definitely want to congratulate everyone who's going through an anniversary, because I tell you, they said that there are more divorces that take place in marriages these days, and that's not a good statistic at all. Praise God. But we want to make sure we celebrate with you. But tonight, our birthday song goes out to a very special birthday girl. Yes, this song is dedicated to all of you. But, Mom, I'm telling you right now, this song was picked out just for you from the bottom of my heart. This is Happy Birthday by a gentleman, and it's a Ganyan song. I love this song, and I wanted to do Ganyan because he has an attachment to Nigeria, which is going to be one of our topics for tonight. This is Tony Harmony, and happy birthday to all of you, but especially to you, Mom.
C'est le jour de fête, ma chérie.
C'est le jour de fête,
ma bébé.
C'est le jour de fête,
ma darling.
C'est le jour de fête,
c'est le jour de fête,
c'est le jour de
fête. I say, Tammy, come on, your body belle fou,
your body belle fou,
it don't belle fou,
it don't belle fou,
your body belle fou. Tammy, Tammy, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. You know that, we know that, another year I got up to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. We know that, you know that, another year I got up to you. Tell me how your body belly full,
your body belly full.
Brotherly, tell me how your body belly full. Tell me, your body belly full. Sister me, tell me. Tell me, your body jolly fool. Go ho, go ho, go on west, go on west. Go ho, go on, eh, go on west, go on west. Tell me, your body belly fool. He dumb belly fool, original fool.
De ma vie, papa, parce que vous avez party. We gonna party to the nasty. Well, the more SK originally. Tony Harmony. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. You know that, we know that, another year has added to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. We know that, you know that, another year has added. You were born and brought up, raised by parents, papa and your mama, that they feel you anytime them see you. Then they like you, that's why they come join you. So from a distance, if I could make it over to your belly today, I beg you, make you know best, try to understand. The time that's here, we go celebrate. Hey, yeah, it's on another brand new day to you.
My cherie, it is you the best, my baby. It is you the best, my darling. It is you the best, it is you the best, it is you the best.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. You know that, we know that, another year has arrived. Tell me how your body belly full.
Your body belly full.
Brotherly, tell me how your body belly full.
Belly full, belly full, belly full.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. You know that, we know that, another year has arrived to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. We know that, you know that, another year is
up.
Say Tony Harmony, wish you happy birthday. Say Tony Harmony, wish you happy birthday.
Amen. Praise God. She's probably giggling or blushing or doing something right now. But I'm not done with you, Mom. Okay, so we want to say happy birthday. And God bless everybody celebrating a birthday today. Praise the Lord. But I need to give a message to my mom, and we have one more surprise for her. Praise the Lord. All right. I know she's listening. So, last night, this is for you, Deaconess Wright. All right. I had asked all of my people on Facebook, because I had to do this show today, I wanted the opportunity to be able to do something for your birthday, even though we know we have a surprise for you tomorrow, and I guess I'll spoil you right then. And you were a big surprise this morning, but I had asked a favor. And so I'll be able to share this with you after the show is done. But the first thing I said, hey, Facebook fam, tomorrow, Wednesday, May 7th, is my mom's birthday. Because I will be with you all tomorrow night on the show, I ask that you lift her up in prayer for an extra blessing for her birthday. She says she's turning 70. Laugh out loud. She is my backbone, my support, and my biggest fan and supporter. So share some love for her birthday and lift her up to the Lord. God bless you. And so they did. Amen. Praise God. Now on my private page, I posted this morning, and I just wanted to read this to you, Mom. And it says, here's to my very first friend. I'm tearing up. Happy blessed birthday, Mom. They say all good and perfect things come from heaven. You may have said that about me, but I'm so glad God sent my gift of you before I got here. You're the first person to teach me unconditional love, my best friend, my support, my cheerleader, and greatest fan. I promised Dad I would take care of you while he went to look out for my Daniel. But to be honest, you take better care of me. I'd be lost without you. Some surprises for you today and spoil you rotten tomorrow. Love you more than life. God bless you. Happy birthday, Mom. And when I thought of a song that I wanted to dedicate to my mom, this is a song that I came up with. This is Grateful by Hezekiah Walker.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for
the things that you have done.
Look
at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful.
The
victory that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on. About your works.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful. Just
praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Grateful.
That was Hezekiah Walker and Grateful. Amen. We'll be right back, but this is Men of God's Heart, Whenever I Need You.
When I was sinking deep in sin, you right there gave me peace within.
That's not all.
When I felt all alone, you were there to make me strong.
Whenever I needed you,
whenever I needed you,
you were always
right there. When times got hard, my prayers were few. I rest assured, knowing I could count on you. Through thick and thin, Lord, I know you've been my friend. You never let me down, Lord. Whenever I needed you,
you were always there.
How many out there,
right there,
listen to the sound of my voice, can lift up your hands and say, whenever I needed the Lord,
you were always,
he was
there,
always
right there for me.
It was great. When you needed a friend to call, he was right there.
You were always there.
I'm starting to feel happy right now.
For me.
I feel like my daddy.
Always.
One thing I've learned in my life, that when you need someone to call for, and you can't call your friends, can't even call on your family, you can turn it all but to the Lord. God will pass the prayer. When I look back over my life and count how many times I needed a friend and I got the voicemail. When I needed a family and they couldn't do it for me,
how many feel like this?
When you needed someone to call, he was right there for you. When I couldn't call my family, and people couldn't help me, I had to be.
Always.
I had to tell Jesus, Lord, I need you.
you to give God a shout of praise for the Toronto Mass Choir live and in concert.
Amen. They were made to worship. And later this evening, we have the wonderful Karen Burke, historian, preacher. She does it all. Amen. And she wrapped together some wonderful men and women, and she gave them a name, and she named them just like Adam was told to name everything in the garden. Praise God. And she named all of them collectively Toronto Mass Choir. Yes, I'm excited. I'm excited because it gives me joy to be able to share Toronto with the rest of the world. I grew up in this wonderful city, and I love sharing it with everybody. Amen. Praise God. And we know there's talent all around the world, but guess what? We got some very talented people in this city as well, and in this province, and most certainly in this country. Amen. And we don't always get them to shine. Amen. They have a CD release concert coming up on Saturday. Amen. Now, our community happening events are going to be updated. We've had so many other things taking place on the show that our wall has been busy. The Great Wall of Rose Ministries Broadcasting and Communication, found on Facebook, has been busy. There's a lot going on in the world. There's a lot going on in our city. There's a lot going on with gospel music. And you know what? There's always something going on when it comes to the Lord God Almighty. And we know the devil can be busy. I said to someone the other day, he might be busy, but I thank God that the Lord works 24/7. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, my mother said to say thank you to everybody. I'm going to read her everybody's blessings that they've posted and sent and messaged. And she's been touched. Amen. You gotta love your mom. And you know what? It's funny because she's always had a birthday, and it was always right before Mother's Day. So we used to panic because, like, well, you can't just give her one gift. That's just not right. It's sort of like Christmas and New Year's babies. I always felt sorry for them because they always got one gift. It was a combined gift when everybody else would have got two. So, but I thank God for my mom. This is an exciting month for us. We have some serious things happening. And guess what, y'all? Next Wednesday, we've got more stuff because we're supporting choirs, gospel groups, musicians, and bands for the month of May because they are like family. Amen. And so it's an opportunity. We've got some more new music coming to you this month as well. We've always got new music. But if you need to get in touch with us, you can email us, rouseministriesbroadcasting@gmail.com, or you can email Pastor J. Rouse Show at gmail.com. And yes, tweet, tweet, tweet. We are like the little birdies, and we're on Twitter. And you can connect with us at Pastor Rouse Show. There's no J on Twitter, just Pastor Rouse Show. Amen. And we always like to hear from you. We like to know what's going on. If you want to share an event, if you want to share anything, contact us. We want to share you with the world, and we want to share Jesus with everyone, and we just want to share love with anyone. Amen? All right. So be in touch on the show, after the show, forgive me, for the Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page, because we have quite a few events taking place. I want you guys to make sure you get it. Also, you want to check out some of the videos. We posted quite a bit of the Toronto Mass Choir stuff, their YouTube videos. They've got an event page set up, too. We put it on our wall for the Evangel Temple Church in Toronto at 7 p.m., the Made for Worship CD-DVD release concert. We've even got some YouTube videos of Sister Karen Burke and talking about the history of, well, I guess just the history of gospel music and the history of the choir and just so many wonderful things. These guys are working themselves hard for the Lord. Amen. Also, it was Freedom Press Day. And so we posted, this was on Monday, I believe Monday, yes, Monday. And I put, today marks Freedom Press Day. While this gives the full depth of the meaning of the well-known phrase, freedom of the press, to some that doesn't mean much. But to us here at Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communication, it means a great deal, because in some countries around the world, not be able to say these few but very important words, Jesus loves you. So few words, but such powerful ones. And so we give thanks that we are in a country that will allow us to broadcast and communicate this love and so much more. So glory to God in the highest. Happy Freedom Press Day. And my favorite line, have you hugged your Christian broadcaster today? God bless you all. Praise God. So I expect when you see me, I'm going to get a hug. Amen. All right. Let's turn over. We're going to switch gears here. Now, remember, check in on the wall after, because we've got quite a few things taking place. We're looking forward to June. We've got a dual digital album release taking place, and we've got both these gentlemen coming to our show in June. You already know Jermaine Cowan, because we play him all the time. We've interviewed him a couple times. We've covered him live in concert, and so we've got him coming, and he's bringing a partner in crime. Yes, CDH is going to be here, because Tower House Music Group is presenting the dual digital album release on June the 22nd at the Gospel Cafe in Mississauga, Ontario. More details will be provided. I'm just going through some of the other events, then we're going to have a few quick words, because we've got to make sure we can get Sister Karen on. Amen. Some other key things. Yep, check out our wall. Lots happening in the Maryland and the D.C., as they call it, the DMV, the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia region. You definitely want to check it out. June 27th, June 28th, all kinds of stuff taking place. Amen. Praise God. We want to give a shout-out to Sister Colleen Taffy, who had her play in a perfect world. We didn't get any feedback, and unfortunately we weren't able to make it, but we'll have to connect with Sister Colleen and see how things went in Toronto. Now, speaking of CD release, the other mass choir that I've become a groupie to, I'm going to give a shout out to Sean Harden, because he was supposed to connect with us, and we've been playing phone tag, email tag, and text tag. But Detroit Mass Choir on iTunes, they're having an iTunes party on Mother's Day. So you want to check out their release, okay? All right, May 10th in Scarborough, Toronto, GTA region. Don't forget, there's a Jesus in the City 15th Anniversary Dinner Gala. More details and information, it's at the Markham Convention Center. You want to check it out. We're in May. There's stuff happening. The Barbados Gospel Fest also has something taking place. You want to check that out on our wall. We're going to be able to give you some more updates, too, because we've got quite a few events. We know that Brother Verley Lewis, one of our Christian comedians, He is involved in a show for Mother's Day, so we'll be posting that information for you as well. I think I'd mentioned it before. I just don't want to miss out on all the wonderful events that are taking place this weekend. Amen. We've got some stuff taking other place. Also, there's something happening in Barbados that I really wanted to get out, and they told me I could go ahead and send that out. But before we move on, May 8th to the to Marvin Sapp, we know him, he's going to be, okay. There's the Canada District Council Speak Live Conference, and I actually know, yep, Pastor Brian, my father's house, this is going to be taking place, but not in Toronto. I'm trying to read this thing. Oh, my word. I need my glasses. Praise God. I think I'm the one getting old. I have a feeling it's either in Ottawa or it's in Montreal. Please forgive me. But, oh, yes, here it is. I was right. It's at the Refuge Apostolic Church, Cornerstone House of Refuge Apostolic Church, 7:30, 8th to the 10th of May in Ottawa. Okay. Definitely on our page. I'm trying to see. Please forgive me. Bear with me. Okay, we're going to put on some music. I'm going to be right back because there's another event taking place in Barbados that I wanted to let you know about that's happening this weekend. And I'm going to try and see if I can pull up Brother Verley's information as well. Okay, but as we're checking out more choirs, we want you to hear this. Okay. And this is Forevermore by Lawrence Flowers and Intercession.
Love.
Technical problems there for a minute. I hope we weren't gone for too long. Praise the Lord. Before we speak with Sister Burke, we wanted to touch base. There was something I had posted in our Facebook prayer group, and I'm having an emotional night. It's something's going on, amen. There's a change in the atmosphere, and I know it's not of God, and there's something happening to our children. And I'm just looking to see if I can find what I posted, and then you'll understand why my heart was so heavy. All right, here we go. Yes, it says, "My heart is very heavy for our young people and children this day." This was on May 2nd. "The state of the atmosphere and young people are dying or suffering in the streets by homelessness, rape, random violence, gangs. Sadly enough, being shot right in school by other students, and more upsetting, by shooters who enter the schools just to kill. Recently, a boat sank in South Korea with hundreds of children who were on a school boat cruise, drowning, just gone. And now there's these, well, the number started off with 234 young ladies in Nigeria stolen right out of school. We need to pray for our own children, over the children in our families, our neighborhood, children, and more importantly, intercede on behalf of the children of the world for God's mercy." Now, it tears me up because I think it saddens me because children are so precious and they're vulnerable. You know, I truly believe that when God gives us children, he not only instructs us to train them up in the way that they should go, amen, but I think what's more despairing is the fact that we have to protect them. And sometimes we can't protect the children that we want to protect. Because as you know, the Nigerian kids were in school. They were sent to school. And I can't even imagine what it would feel like to be the parent of some of these children. And you sent your children to school. Now, every single one of you out there who's hearing my voice, who have children, who have nieces and nephews and grandchildren, or even the neighbor's kids. I mean, my stepson isn't with me anymore, and my son, well, he's with the Lord. And so I mother to everybody else's kids, amen? It takes a village. And so you have to imagine, I'm very connected to, especially my neighbor Natalie, I'm very connected to her family and her kids. In our neighborhood in Windsor, literally, we're responsible for all the kids in the neighborhood. We look out for all of them. Now, imagine you send your children to school. They're not only not coming home, they've been abducted. They are being held captive by people with guns and violent people who obviously the kids must be scared. And we're not just talking kids, but they're all girls. It's a shame when the world is bitter because someone is a girl. You know, it's time for us to make a change. It's time for us to take a stand. And I'm so glad that some of the world is paying attention to this, because normally they don't. And I don't want to say things I shouldn't put out there, because sometimes I can't always say what I want to say, even though it's my show. But let's just say there are certain regions in this world that don't get the type of attention that they deserve to get because of who they are, where they are, and, well, the color of who they are. But I'm telling you now, children are children. It doesn't matter what color they are. It doesn't matter what sex they are. They are children. As a minister, as a mother, as a stepmother, as an aunt, as a cousin, as an author of children's books, I think we need to pay more attention to what's going on, and we need to really, really pray over our kids. Amen? They need a hedge of protection. They need a covering. But I can take it one more step further. Parents, aunts, uncle, family, friends, godparents, especially the godparents, grandparents, you need to teach your children how to pray. Because you can't always be with them and you can't always know what they're going to need. But when they know how to look to the Lord, it is a whole new level of battle. Amen. And so I encourage you, and your children are not too young. I taught Trenton how to pray from the time he was 3 years old. Praise God. You have to teach the kids how to pray over themselves, how to pray when they need to pray, and you need to keep praying for all of them. Now, last I heard, they've given out a list now of these young ladies in Nigeria, and we already know who has them. They want to either sell them as slaves, sex slaves, or they're going to marry them off. I don't know. These little girls were taken. They're between the ages of 15 and 18 years of age, and they've been held captive. The parents must be going crazy. I can't even imagine. And so we need to pray for them. Amen. We need to pray for the families in South Korea who've lost these wonderful little kids, bright, shining stars taken out. And I don't know why God does what he does, because nothing happens to us that God does not allow. He has a purpose, but we still need to pray. That's what intercession is, to stand in the gap and go to the Lord that maybe he can be persuaded. Amen? Amen. I don't mean to depress you. Hallelujah. But we've got to strengthen ourselves. There's a battle going on, and you need to fight. And you need to be ready. Spiritual warfare is dealt with by prayer. Amen. Straight up. All right. Let's get back onto our program. This is a fitting song, and then we're going to try and see if we can get in touch with the wonderful Karen Burke and the Toronto Mass Choir. I'm so pumped because I'm loving this stuff. This is Soar Like an Eagle, Toronto Mass Choir.
Just run to his arms. There is a peace embracing. Don't be afraid. He will make a way. Him just to wait and say,
I will wait on the Lord.
Stronger and stronger.
magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together in this house today. We're going to give God glory tonight. Is everybody ready? Here we go.
Glory and honor and power belong to God.
Glory and honor and power belong to God.
Holy and omnipotent, you are almighty God.
Holy and omnipotent, you are almighty God.
Boundless and infinite, you deserve the highest praise. In all your ways. Lord, I sing your praise.
Worthy and unlimited, Lord,
ooh,
I sing your praise.
Matchless and absolute, I will do what you say.
Oh, and I will do what you say.
Amazing and awesome.
We are trying to reach Karen Burke. Now, I know she said she would be available after 9, and I know she's busy. She's on the road, and I've just tried to reach her husband. Praise God. But let's get some history of the Toronto Mass Choir. I know that she will get in touch with me. Praise God. All right. Now, it says here their vision statement is to create and perform gospel music that will draw all people into the awesome presence of God. Amen. Now, the Toronto Mass Choir continues to be on the cutting edge of the Canadian gospel music scene, bringing their distinct gospel sound to the world stage. Their music incorporates contemporary gospel, traditional gospel, and, well, as you heard at the very beginning that we kicked it off, with Caribbean music influences. Now, in particular, the Toronto Mass Choir's combination of gospel lyrics with a variety of musical styles has resulted in a style that is unique in Canada. Seeds of this traveling ministry were sown during the choir's initial recording session in October 1988. The choir's debut album, Great Is Thy Glory, released in April of 1990 in the Micah Communication label and was re-released as The Early Years. Now, Toronto Mass Choir's second live recording, God Is Our Hope, was released in 1994, followed in April 1998, its Juno-nominated album. And remember, we did mention that they were Juno Award-winning. So there you go. Follow him. Now, in February 2002, Instrument of Praise was released. That year, the Gospel Music Association Canada, that's GMAC, awarded the Toronto Mass Choir a Covenant Award for Best Urban Gospel Album in the year. In 2003, they picked up a Juno Award for Contemporary Christian Gospel Album of the Year, the Vibe Award. They were busy that year. The Vibe Award for Urban Soul Album of the Year and the Urban Music Association of Canada Award for Gospel Recording of the Year. All right, let me see. Now, in November 2005, the choir broke new ground. They were moving up. Amen. Growth in the name of Jesus. Using a 20-piece orchestra on the live experience, which also garnered a GMAC Covenant Award in 2006. The Traditional Gospel Album of the Year, a Shy Award, the Gospel Music People's Choice, Urban Soul Album of the Year followed in 2007. The September 2007 release of Going Home, and we've got that, a full Caribbean gospel album showcased the choir's soulful style of reggae, calypso, ska, and new sounds with the fusion of jazz and reggae. So, yeah, they manipulate quite a few different sounds, and they blend it. Amen? That's really unique. Now, it says the release of their seventh album in 2010, A Christmas Gift, marked the first contemporary gospel choir Christmas CD release in Canada, showcased the Toronto Mass Choir at its best. A Christmas Gift was also won. It also won two Covenant Music Awards, including the Seasonal Album of the Year. All right. In 2012, as they entered their 25th performance season, Toronto Mass Choir released 25, a CD featured highlights from over their recording career, as well as four previously unreleased songs from their early years. That same year, now we're in 2012, so that was 2 years ago. That same year, they were also awarded the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Gospel Music Association of Canada. Now, Karen Burke. Let's talk about Karen Burke. Now, if we can find her, I know she's on the road. I'm just praying that she's okay in the name of Jesus. Amen. But let's get some more information about Karen. Now, Karen Burke, a graduate of McMaster University, the Royal Conservatory of Music, and professor of music at York University, is a director of the diverse group of singers and musicians, along with her husband, there's my guy, Oswald Burke, who is their executive producer. Toronto Mass Choir's proof that gospel music is alive and well in Canada. Amen. And it has been our privilege to share the good news of the gospel for almost 25 years. Now, let's see. She also conducts numerous gospel music workshops in Canada. Now, I know they had one. I think probably a few weeks ago they did have a workshop because I was promoting it. Amen. But yes, they have several workshops in Canada and internationally. And their official 25th anniversary was October 15, 2013. So that was last year. Now, 35 strong plus, a four-piece band, the not-for-profit choir consists of adult members who are from various local church denominations, including Baptist Church of God, Wesleyan, Missionary, and Pentecostal. Hey, I didn't see any Methodists in there. All right, Toronto Mass Choir continues busy its concert schedule, appearing as many radio and television broadcasts for stations. Now, we talked about going home. Let's check it out, okay?
Thank you.
I'm going home. I feel like going home. I've had technical problems, and we had our guest missing in action, praise God. But I'm happy to say that the Lord, if you pray, he will answer your prayers, and so you don't have to listen to my boring voice anymore. Let me just turn on her microphone. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sister Karen Burke, director, mama, creator, you name it, of the Toronto Mass Choir. Let's give her a round of applause.
Hello.
I hear you.
Hello.
I'm so glad you could giggle. You had me going. I'm like, where is she? I even emailed your husband. I have to meet Oswald because I tell you, he's married to you. That in itself is executive producing to the max. How are you, my precious?
Oh, I'm good. Tired, but good. God is
yeah,
good.
You're busy. You're busy. Mm. We've been playing. So, girl, I started off the song with Heaven Medley and had to play it twice.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, I was loving it. I was loving it. I was loving it. It was funny because I even said on this show that I'm a secret fan.
Oh, that's lovely.
I have been playing Toronto Mass Choir music for many a years. And one
of the, thank you.
Which one do I have? There's one in Windsor that I'm always playing, and I've even put it onto my iPod now, and it's He's a Miracle Worker.
Oh yes, you're the Caribbean medley. Yes,
a wonder. He's a miracle. Yeah. Oh yes, and I love the He's above, below, before, behind, and around me. Yeah,
ooh, we're going back.
Yes, but I'm telling you, but that's how far back I've been following you guys. So,
wow,
you know,
thank
you're
you.
kind of a celebrity, even though I feel like I want to go home. So, my love,
wow.
You guys, I was reading the history. What we did, we posted so much stuff, and I wanted to do that because.
Okay.
How do you have somebody show up on the show for, well, it's not an hour, but for roughly half an hour or however long, and put 26 years worth of work into it? And I thought, there's no way, because this girl's not going to talk that much. And I know Karen doesn't usually talk, so she just kind of directs, and she'll talk. When she does, she says what she's got to say, and you better do it right. And that's about it.
Well, my husband would disagree with you. I am the mouthpiece of the family. He's like, but God is good. He's been giving us a good run for our money over the years. And I tell people it's like holding on to his coattails and just like, where are we going next, you know? Just trusting him,
well,
and he's been leading the way.
That's what it's about.
Mm.
Letting him lead and learning
to
follow. Amen?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
So you're releasing
something
again.
And it's the best way
again.
To be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
our 10th album on the 10th. 10th on the 10th, Made for Worship. And this was really a vision that we've had for a long time, particularly my husband. He really spearheaded this effort, but quickly we got grasped onto what he was talking about. It really was the job we gave to the songwriters was songs that were a vertical worship, songs not about God, songs to God. And we just really felt that we needed to get the focus back to talking to him and expressing our joy and our belief in him and our love for him. And I believe that we've been able to capture the best in worship music and marrying it with the best in gospel choir music.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm loving, I got like three or four songs, and I'm telling you, I loved the first song I played, and I told everybody, I'm sorry, you'll have to forgive me, but I'm here dancing in the studio and, we need to hear this again.
Sure.
And so now this is good. Now, what exactly, because now you do live recordings, you do albums, you do it all. What goes into the preparation? Because that's got to be tough trying to do stuff live.
Well, yes. Live production, if you're going to do it right, you've got to start a long time in advance. There's many, many things that need to be pulled together. It's not the first time that we've done it, but this is the first time that we're doing a major DVD as well as CD. And so that was that's what compounded it. When I walked in that day, I couldn't believe the number of technicians and crew people that were working. There probably were, you know, 25, 30 people. We're just working, you know, the cameras and all the wires and the ladders and the lights. And it was quite the production. But it all came together. But there, yes, you're right. It needs somebody like my husband's mind who can, you know, kind of see down the line what needs to get done. And then you need a lot of support and a lot of prayer, a lot of volunteers, and the choir working very hard, musicians working hard, the writers. It's just, it was, there's probably 100 people involved that day. And it really, it was a testament to God that came off and pretty much without a hitch. I mean, things, sometimes you go to live recordings and you have to hear them repeat lots of songs and start and stop, but we really wanted it to be a full-length worship concert event, and so we tried to make it that, and I think we were able to succeed, you know, glory to God.
Amen, amen. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the aspect that we were just talking about, the obedience that goes with it, because, I mean, the minute you do you and not him, that's when things start to get really messed up.
Absolutely, absolutely, and this is not something that we take on. It's not for the faint of heart, is what I'm trying to say. You have to really press in. There's of course a lot of people that are depending on you, and you know, you really have to do this soberly. You have to make your choices. It is a long, drawn out process. I mean, it's been, you know, a good part of 18 months that we've been working on this, and. You know, but I just believe that when you give your best to God, you know, he'll honor that, and you've got to have the right spirit about it, the right intent. It can't be for yourself. It's got to be for him, and that's when the increase comes.
Amen. Now, see, I've been, you guys don't realize, I started stalking you. Even outside of being a fan, I promote a lot of what we do, and especially I was bragging today because one of my other favorite choirs that I follow is across the border from my home in Windsor, and that's the Detroit Mass Choir. And so Sean Harden and I are going to be connecting on live too, and they're doing quite a few releases these days. But I was very proud because Toronto is where I'm from. I grew up in Toronto, and this is where I am now. So, you know,
we're going to have to talk. Looks like
Sean.
No. I'm sorry. I mean, there's mutual. We have mutual connection with Detroit Mass Choir. Then, hello.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
hello.
Yeah, we do have some mutual connections. And
amen.
My cousin actually is part of that group. So
well, there you go. And they're releasing. Yeah. Guess what? And they're releasing something on Mother's Day.
Is that right? Oh,
nah.
Wow.
And
very
they did
good.
Another release, American Thanksgiving. See, Sean's going to be so proud of me for remembering all this. And
very good.
They also just did some auditions. And I know you guys just did some auditions because I was promoting it.
Ah, great. Yes, we just did that. We just did that. And we definitely would love to do something with them. In fact, I said we need to do something with these choirs. Wouldn't that be something?
Confirmation. Look at that. See?
There you go.
I might just be able to connect. Could you imagine then I would be able to have you guys, you know, have like Ultimate Mass Choir. Hey, that would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Rock. Oh, yeah.
Gospel choir is rock.
Toronto in the Big D, that'd be like my heaven right there. The merging of
Wonderful.
My two cities. That would be awesome. Oh. So,
yes,
so here's the thing. So now you guys are doing this major CD release concert. I also know you've got something coming up this month in Montreal.
That's right. So we'll be here releasing the CD this weekend. Then the following weekend, the long weekend, we're heading to Ottawa and to Montreal. And we're just going to have an opportunity to present this music there. And we're very, very excited about it. It's been a while since we've been there in concert. And we'll be at a church in Ottawa on the Sunday morning at Community Pentecostal Church. And then on the Sunday night, we'll be in Montreal with Whitley Phipps. So we're really looking forward to that concert.
I know his brother.
You do?
His brother is a friend of mine. I do. See, I know people.
Wow, that's good.
And you'd be surprised. But Wendell sounds just like his brother. He's an amazing singer.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, very much looking forward to it. Actually, my husband and I brought Whitley Phipps probably now over 20 years ago in concert in Toronto. And it's been a long time since we've seen him, but we do know him and we do respect his ministry and we're looking forward to being in concert with him.
Yes, that's definitely going to be amazing. So there's a stop in Ottawa as well then, and not just straight to Montreal.
Yes, no, we're going to be in Ottawa the day before. Yeah. So we're looking forward to it. Get on the road with this music. Got to do it.
Now,
and then we'll be, go ahead.
When do you sleep? When do you sleep? Because people ask me that all the time, and I tell them I don't.
I know.
When do you
sleep? Sleep is an inconvenience. I was saying this somebody the other day. I just do it because I have to. But it's not unusual for me to be, you know, in bed by 1 and up at 6. Like, that's fairly common. And I just, you know, you just do what you need to do. Because we have our time to rest. But when you got to go, you got to go, right?
Amen.
So,
Amen.
And I say the joy of the Lord is my strength. And he has been keeping me. And I appreciate so much all the opportunities he's had. So, you know, we thank him for the health and strength to be able to meet the needs and to do what we need to do.
Okay.
For sure.
Is there anything you want to share or a shout out to anybody? I know the choir. Woo-hoo!
All my TMC family, they're so amazing. We have 35 singers plus, because we have new members coming in, plus our family of musicians. Yeah, family of TMC musicians. We've got at least a dozen of them that, you know our music and will rotate in and come and help support us and our wonderful families, because without our families, we couldn't do this. You know, the ones that are supporting us and pray for us and look after our kids when we're out and things like that. So we're just thankful to all the whole TMC family for pulling together and, you know, 26 years, some of the choir members have been there the whole time. So, you know, it takes a family to do what we do. So we're very, very proud of them, very thankful for them. We just actually came off retreat. We went on retreat a couple of weeks ago, and that was an awesome time just to get prepared for what's coming up. And we just really believe we need to press in and to be under the spout, the glory spout, because God's got some things planned we know for us, and so we need to be ready. So we're thankful that we've had that time together, and this is a group that knows how to pray, and they are committed to that. They're committed to that. So I just shout out to all of them.
You can feel it in your music. You can tell. And I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and he has amazing music, and the songs just weren't there. The music was off the chain, Karen, but the singer, I literally had to say, is she a Christian?
Whoa.
And he was like, huh? And I said, because even people who are filled with the mercy and the glory of God, even when they can't sing on key, still have some hope in there because they feel the passion. Am I right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean,
and
those
that is
are
something...
the same people who will sing boldly and loudly, and they sound horrible, but you love them because you feel their love for the Lord. And
absolutely,
the song, it was
that
flat, and she wasn't pushing it. And I said, you don't feel it.
There you go. Yeah, it's so important for, you know, you have to be in the right place. And if you want to touch people, if you want to connect and you want to be able to power, you've got to be plugged into the source. And it's so important. It's something that I talk to my, you know, to the younger singers in my life, younger musicians, is how important it is to have something. So you can tell, too, even with ad-libs and things. You know, when people are, if they're doing a lot of runs and they're doing a lot of and they're not, there's nothing to say, you know, you got to have a word. You got to be able to say something. Say something.
Yeah.
On your experiences. And, you know, so those are the things. I mean, sometimes it comes with age, but mostly it comes with the Holy Spirit, you know, just being able to draw on his presence in your life and what he's doing. So it's fresh. You know, the things that you're saying are fresh. They're not contrived. It doesn't sound forced, you know, all of that, right? So I'm thankful that my family, as I grew up, my grandmother, they were all my biggest musical influences, and they taught me so much about ministry and music and the power of the gospel, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful for them, and I'm thankful to be in the position now to mentor others, and it's a privilege. It really is.
Amen.
It really is.
Amen.
Yeah.
But I think that's
the
thing, you're a legacy, because when you think about it, I mean, I grew up singing with the Scarborough Children's Choir and the youth choir. Then I went to the Ultimate Mendelssohn Choir. But the thing is, that's where we started. But the thing is, a lot of us, especially those of us of color, we had nowhere else to go. And so, you know, it was just to watch you guys, or we'd be watching Sharon Riley, and you know what I mean? Like, these were the choirs. And that's all we knew, and we could be proud because there was a stigma that in Canada, a choir only sang operatic-type songs.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, it's, you know, choir is an amazing thing. It's great community growth. But when you marry that with the gospel, it's powerful, and that's what we've been able to find. And gospel choirs are still, you know, the one group Christian music that's still allowed in the mainstream, if you will. Like, we find we can go so many places and do what we do that if we were, you know, maybe a soloist or a small group or something, we wouldn't have the same open doors. But there still is a lot of open doors for gospel choirs. And so as long as that door is open, we're going to keep walking through. For example, the choir is going to be singing at the Jazz Festival in June. And, you know, those are the kind of things we like to be able to do. As long as they let us do our music, we're there, you know?
And that's the thing. And I think, like you said, it's crossing over, so to speak. And it's a nice feeling because at first you get a little nervous, but then you realize they're not just listening to the music, but sometimes they catch some of the words. And if the songs are catchy, they catch it.
Well, and that's the thing. If you're singing with the right intent, if you're singing and you're anointed music and you have the right intent, then it's not just going to be how catchy you are, but they're going to hear the voice of God and they're going to respond to it. And that's one of the things that we've found so often is that people will often come up and, you know, I like you guys. There's something different about your music. I don't know what it is. You know, we've found that in other countries where we've gone where they don't even speak the same language. Like when we travel to Poland or Italy, people will come up to us and ask us, what is it about your music? They're not understanding the lyric, but they're seeing something and experiencing, you know, what we believe the presence of God. And so that's why it's important for us to be bearers of his message and to, you know, make ourselves vessels that are worthy to carry that message and to be faithful to carrying that message. And so it's been a wonderful experience. And I just trust that as long as God gives us breath, that we're able to do what we do.
Amen. So now basically when you think about it, you give a whole new meaning to being an ambassador of Christ.
Well, that's good. That's a great way to put it. I mean, we do feel, especially in Canada, there's not a lot of awareness that gospel is alive and well here. And so even after 26 years, you know, if we go to some place that's new, it'll be the first time they might have seen a gospel choir live. You know, so it's still a new thing for a lot of people. And so we definitely are ambassadors here in our own country and overseas. So we consider it a privilege to continue to do that. And it's very exciting to see the excitement. I'm going to Poland again in November, for example. This will be my fifth time there. So, you know, there's just great opportunities.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. And it's nice because you're not just representing the Lord, but you represent Toronto because you wear it in the name. Amen.
There you go. There you go. Yes, sir.
Well,
yes, sir.
Didn't they say something about what good could come out of a little place called, what was his name? Oh, yes, Jesus. Well, what good could come out of Toronto? What was their name? The Mass Choir. Amen.
There you go. Yeah.
So now, Sister Karen, now that we know that you started the choir when you were five.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Exactly, and Brother Oswald was a play friend at the age of six. Okay,
right, exactly.
Where does Karen want to go next?
Wow. Can I tell you a secret? When I
Go ahead. Just and all my other 60,000 listeners.
Yeah, I want to be just like you. I'd love to have a radio show. That's what I would love to do.
Well, it's easily done.
After I retire, maybe. So I've probably got another 15 years or so. But I would love to. I just think it's a great medium. And I love what you guys do on air. I think it's wonderful. And I think people still enjoy this medium. And it can be very, very influential. So good on you for inspiring so many people.
Bless you.
Yeah, and I love my work at the university. It has given me such an amazing window, just an amazing perch into possibilities. I'm quite excited about it. I couldn't even begin to tell you everything, but I love my work there, and that's kind of when I'm not weekend warrior with the choir. That's my day job, teaching.
I like
the
weekend warrior
there.
I'm going to have to get you a license plate with that weekend warrior.
Yeah, but during the week, this is my pleasure is to be with students and to teach them this music and to have opportunities because of my job to be able to go into schools and to do a lot of workshops. And I just did a workshop on Friday with 275 high school students. It was a full day of teaching gospel music at the university. Those kinds of things that I live for. So if you talk about what's next for me, it's continuing to grow these opportunities and to teach teachers. I'll be teaching at OISE this summer, teaching teachers how to use gospel music in the classroom. These are the things that I want to continue to do. And God, as long as He opens those doors, then, and gives me strength, I'll be there.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But you can tell you have a love for teaching.
I do. I really do. I mean, I think that as a songwriter, I mean, that's been my earliest passion. But that's teaching. That's being able to share messages. And so I've always been teaching in some capacity or the other, whether it's privately or in the classroom. But being able to just be with people and to be able to help them move from one step to the next is a real joy. And so anything to do with that, I love doing it. Love doing it. Love young people. Love seeing them grow and discover new things. It's quite intoxicating.
Amen. Can I tell you a secret?
Okay.
I've watched your videos, and the fact that you like to teach is so obvious. So you're not going to be in radio. You're going to be TV.
Oh, no. Girl. TV means I have to look nice. I dress up.
No. Sister Karen, I didn't want to do this. And guess what? I backed out of an actual radio station in Detroit. I was supposed to take over a full-blown gospel station, and I said no because I thought, ooh, people are going to want to see what I look like. Because, you see, I used to think you could hide behind radio, but guess what? People still want to know who's on the radio. So you still have to do all the photos and the promo. Girlfriend, you're out there on YouTube. You're out there. You're on TV. People see you, and you look good. So guess what? I just told you what you're going to be doing. If you have a problem with it, we'll take it up with my daddy. I'll leave it with you for that. But no,
alrighty.
I realize because you like to teach, it's going to give you an ability to be able to not just do the teaching, but go amongst the people and be with the people. And you'll be able to share.
There you go.
You're a hands-on kind of a person. You can't do that on the radio.
Well, I am a hands-down kind of person. You're right about that.
Yeah,
I do love getting right in there, with them, and so that's always exciting to me. So, I think, from your mouth.
Hold on. I just saw it. Toronto Mass Choir reality show.
Oh, please.
I'm so there.
Wow.
That'll be something to cover. Amen. Praise God. Oh, my love, is there anything else you want to share? Because I feel bad we didn't get to hog you. I know you've been running today. You've been so busy.
Oh, I appreciate your understanding. I just, again, just wanted to say thank you so much for the opportunity. And to your listeners, you know, this has been such a labor of love, putting this album together, Made for Worship. And we are so excited to be able to share it with the world finally. It's like a new baby, you know. You're just excited to show it. And when I go home tonight, my husband will picked up, so I'm going to get to see it for the first time. So I'm looking forward to seeing the results of all of this work that we've been doing. And we really want to, you know, we pray people will be blessed by the music. We're looking forward to the concert on Saturday night, and saying to people, if you really want a lovely night of worship, then please join us on Saturday at Evangel Temple this coming Saturday night at 7 p.m. And then can also get the CD early, because it won't be released officially until Tuesday. But Made for Worship is the CD and the DVD. For us, it's a first, putting the product like that out. High quality, HD quality, full length concert, plus the CD. Yeah, so we're very excited about it. So just you know, asking your listeners to support Canadian gospel music, not just us, but all this wonderful music that's coming out these days. It's really important for us to do that for each other. Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah,
so thank
for
you
sure.
again for the opportunity.
I'm right there. And we'll have to come check you out. We're going to continue to follow you guys. We'll continue to promote, and we're going to continue to play your songs, my love. We will catch up very, very soon. Thank you so much. My love to everyone in the choir. Pastor Jay will come one day and have to invade rehearsal and cover you guys.
Anytime,
take pictures.
Anytime.
Okay, my love.
Okay.
Tell my buddy Oswell I owe him. And you go and get yourself some rest, my love. And I'll probably see
you
Saturday, okay?
All right.
God bless.
Okay, God bless you. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Amen, everybody. That was a wonderful Karen Berg. Bless her heart. She's just running and running, and she's got this release happening on Saturday. We need to continue to support, especially our gospel artists. We have to support those in Canada, even in North America. And you know what's so cool? Things are online now, too. So you can access all sorts of stuff. I just love it. Amen. Next week, we've got some more choirs, some more new music. We've got all sorts of wonderful things happening. This month is going to be an amazing month. And so we need you to stay with us. And enjoy yourself. Let it flow. Remember, if you need to reach us, Rouse Ministries, broadcasting at gmail.com or Pastor J. Rouse Show at gmail.com. On Twitter, there's no J. It's just Pastor Rouse Show. We want to hear from you. We want to share with you. We want to know how you feel. We want to know what you want to talk about, and we want to hear your thoughts. But in the meantime, I've got a birthday girl I've got to go share some stuff with, and she'll be spoiled rotten tomorrow. Don't forget to check out Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications Facebook page, because we're going to be relisting all of the events taking place. The Mother's Day event, I've also posted Brother Verley Lewis's event that's taking place, I believe, Mother's Day weekend. But check it out. We're going to update everything. We want to thank Karen and the choir for their wonderful work, 26 years, and you know it, and that's just the start. Praise God. God continue to bless you all. In the meantime, I've got to play this song one more time. This will be my third time playing it on this show. I just love this song. This is Toronto Mass Choir, and again, I'm going to play Heaven Medley, but in the meantime, today may be Wednesday, but 2 days from now it'll be Friday, and you'll be happier than you were today. Amen. But in the meantime, may the smiles and the joy of the show and the Lord bless you today and tomorrow as he brings you through to the weekend. God be with you till we meet again. Oh, I forgot. And Jesus loves you. Oh, and so do I. Heaven Medley by Toronto Mass Choir.
Soon, very soon, we are going to see. shine at night.